Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be his kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Grant, O merciful God, that your church, being gathered together in unity by your Holy Spirit, may show forth your power among all peoples, to the glory of your name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of yourself more highly than you ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body we have many members, and not all the members have the same function, so we, who are many, are one in body in Christ. And individually we are members one of another. We have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. Prophecy, in proportion to faith. Ministry, in ministering. The teacher, in teaching. The exhorter, in exhortation. The giver, in generosity. The leader, in diligence. The compassionate, in cheerfulness. The word of the Lord. We will read Psalm 138 in unison. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, with my whole heart. Before the gods, I will sing your praise. I will bow down toward your holy temple and praise your name because of your love and faithfulness. For you have glorified your name and your word above all things. When I called, you answered me. You increased my strength within me. All the kings of the earth will praise you, O Lord, when they have heard the words of your mouth. They will sing of the ways of the Lord, that great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord be high, he cares for the lowly. He perceives the haughty from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you keep me safe. You stretch forth your hand against the fury of mine enemies. Your right hand shall save me. The Lord will make good his purpose for me. O Lord, your love endures forever. Do not abandon the works of your hands.
Thank you. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew. Now, when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, but others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then he sternly ordered the disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Jesus called him the Rock. One translator of the Bible that I love calls him Rocky. Like Rocky Balboa. The word in the Aramaic is Cephas. In Latin, Petros. Peter. The rock. But the problem with Peter was that in the Gospels, he is not solid at all. Think with me for a moment about Peter's role in the Gospels. He betrays Jesus not once, not twice, but three times, denying that he knows the man. On the Mountain of the Transfiguration, when Jesus is radiating light, communing with God, when Moses and Elijah are on either side of him, what does Peter do? He gets totally distracted and tries to build this construction, these booths. God has to yell at him from out of the cloud, telling him to listen. And just a few verses after the gospel that we hear this morning, Jesus turns right around and calls Peter Satan. He says, "Get behind me, Satan. You are tempting me to think of things that are of man and not of God." Peter made one mistake after another. He was a bumbler. And why? Why did God choose to rest the church upon this rock, this rolling stone, I might say? What exactly was it about Peter that Jesus saw that was solid? Because I certainly don't see very much. To me, most of the time in the Gospels, Jesus seems like an idiot. and Peter seems like an idiot. But there is one thing that Peter does right. One thing in all of the Gospels. We hear today that Jesus sits the disciples down and he says, "Who do people say that I am?" And they answer, "Oh, Moses, Elijah, a prophet." And then Jesus looks at his friends and he asks them this question, "But who do you say that I am?" And it's Peter who gets the answer right. He nails it. He looks at Jesus and he says, You are the Messiah. You are the Son of the living God." And it is his answer, his ability to make Jesus his Lord, to identify Jesus as the first priority in his life, that makes Peter the rock. For all of his foibles and all of his faults, Peter makes Jesus his Lord and Savior. And he gives up his family, his home, to follow Jesus. Does he make a lot of mistakes? Absolutely he does. But by making Jesus his Lord, gradually over time, Peter becomes transformed. And by the time we read about him in the book of Acts, he is a rock. He is the leader. He is truly called by God to start the church. But this question that Jesus asks his disciples, he asks it of you, and he asks it of me. He asks it of all Christians. He asks us, "Who do you say that I am?" That really is the question of your life. Who is Jesus for you? Is he your Lord? Is he the first priority in your life? We answer this question best, not so much with words, but with actions. If you want to evaluate the role of Christ in your life, I advise you to look at two different aspects of your life. Number one, look at your calendar. Does God have any time in your day? Does God have any time in your week? Well, yes, look, you're here. The first day of the week and you devoted some time to God. Good work. If you marry someone, but you do not give them any of your time, how's that marriage going to go? Not so well, right? If God is going to actually be a priority in your life, you must set aside time for God, daily time with God. What that time looks like for you, I do not know. It could be service, it could be prayer. But look at your calendar and put God on it. Secondly, if you want to see evidence of God as being a priority in your life, look at your budget. Money is vastly important in our society. It is, in many ways, how we assess value. If you say that Christ is a priority in your life, but you do not give anything to God, you are not acting out what you say with your words. We must make God a priority in our budgets. Not just giving God what's left over after we pay everything, but giving sacrificially in a way that forces us to give up something else. That is part of the practice of the Christian life. That is how we walk our faith. How we take action to answer that question. Who do you say that I am? Do I matter in your life? Do you all remember what happened on July 20th, 1969? Who knows? Yes, we landed on the moon. Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin walked on the face of the moon, changing humanity's understanding of the universe forever. And we've all seen the video clips of Neil Armstrong taking his first step. But what the media did not really cover accurately, or if at all, is what Buzz Aldrin did the moment they landed on the surface of the moon in the lunar module. Buzz Aldrin was an elder in his Presbyterian church, and he wanted, in this historic moment, to make it very clear to everyone that he was making God his first priority on the surface of the moon. The first thing he wanted to do was to do something for God. But he wasn't sure what. So he went to his Presbyterian minister and asked him, "How can I make God my first priority in this historic moment?" The Presbyterian minister must have been awfully high church. He suggested that Buzz take communion on the surface of the moon. And so the Presbyterian minister consecrated one wafer and a little vial of wine, and he gave it to Buzz Aldrin, who took it with him all the way 250,000 miles from off the surface of this planet. And when the lunar module landed on the surface of the moon, Buzz Aldrin radioed out, and this is exactly the words that he said across the radio waves. "This is the LM pilot. I'd like to take this opportunity to ask every person listening in, whoever and wherever they may be, to pause for a moment and contemplate the events of the past few hours and to give thanks in his or her own way." The radio communication then ended, and Aldrin would later write that there was this deafening silence. I can only imagine the silence in outer space. After the moment of silence, Buzz read from the Gospel of John, and he took communion. And this is what he wrote. It was published in Guideposts magazine. "In the radio blackout, I opened the little plastic packages which contained the bread and the wine. I poured the wine into the chalice that our church had given me. In the 1/6th gravity of the moon, the wine slowly curled and gracefully came up the side of the cup. Then I read this scripture. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whosoever abides in me will bring forth much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. I ate the tiny host and swallowed the wine. I gave thanks for the intelligence and spirit that had brought two young pilots to the Sea of Tranquility. It was interesting for me to think the very first liquid ever poured on the moon and the very first food eaten there were the communion elements. And of course, it's interesting to think that some of the first words spoken on the moon were the words of Jesus Christ, who made the earth and the moon, and who, in the immortal words of Dante, is himself, quote, the love that moves the sun and other stars. Buzz Aldrin made a terrific gesture in showing that God was first. This morning, when you come out of this worship service, you will be handed a sheet of paper. It's a wanted poster. And you will enter into Tolliver Hall, where there will be all kinds of varieties of ministries displayed. And I want you to prayerfully consider how you serve God in your life, with your time. How could you give to God some of the time in your day? What would God want you to do with that time? Explore, talk, pray, think, try something out. This is your chance to try on ministry, to walk the walk, to serve God. We have so many ministries that go on in this place, ministries to the poor in this city, ministries globally out in the world. And you can't do it all, but you can do something. And if every one of us does something, we will do so much. You will also, in the next few weeks ahead, be getting videos that come into your inbox with me talking about money. I want you to fill out a pledge card. I want you to think about how you give to the church. The more that you give, the greater the ministries that can take place in this church. Our salaries are fixed. The more you give, the more we can do in the world. I want you to think about giving sacrificially as a way of making God the first priority in your life, understanding that money is important, and taking the time to fill out that pledge card for this church. Buzz Aldrin made a beautiful statement about how Christ was his Lord. Peter, Rocky, he gave up his whole life to follow Christ. When you put God first on your priority list, a very interesting thing happens. Your whole life will gradually fall into balance. You will actually be able to love your loved ones more. You will actually begin to make sense of your schedule. Nothing will ever fit until Christ takes his place as the Lord of your life. But once that happens, everything else will begin to make sense. "Who do you say that I am?" Jesus asks you, and he asks me. Your life is the answer to that question. Amen. Let us stand and affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again. In accordance with the scriptures, he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Almighty God, you call us to love you and to love our neighbor as ourselves. Yet we live in a broken world. Show us how to love you here in the core, in the urban core of Jacksonville. Lord, in your mercy,
help us to love at the core.
Bless the nations of the earth. Help us to treat one another with kindness and justice. We pray especially for peace in the Middle East and an end to the violence in Central America. I invite you to speak aloud your petitions for the world.
We pray for the soul of journalist James Foley, who was executed in Syria. We pray for our Christian brothers and sisters in the Middle East and for all those who suffer under the threat of violence. We also pray for an end to hostilities and violence in Ukraine.
Lord, in your mercy,
help us to love at the core.
Bless all those who are sick, hungry, lonely, or suffering in any way. I invite you to speak aloud the names of those who need our prayers.
Susan, Don. We pray for racial unity and understanding in our country and for peace and reconciliation for the people of Ferguson, Missouri.
Lord, in your mercy,
help us to love at the core.
We pray for the church throughout the world, especially for the Christians of the Middle East, and for this congregation here in the heart of the city. I invite you to speak aloud your petitions for the church and this city.
We give thanks for the beautiful lights which illumine this building at night.
Lord, in your mercy,
help us to love at the core.
Bless those who have died. May they see you face to face. I invite you to speak aloud the names of those who have died. Victor.
Don.
Lord, in your mercy,
help us to love at the core. Lord Jesus, you asked your disciples, "Who do you say that I am?" And you ask this of us. Help us to answer with our lives. This we pray in your name. Amen. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. We need your healing, merciful God. Give us true repentance. Some sins are plain to us, some escape us, some we cannot face. Forgive us, set us free to hear your word to us, set us free to serve you. God forgives you. Forgive others, forgive yourself. Through Christ, God has put away your sin. Approach your God in peace. All this we ask in the name of Jesus, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome. Welcome back, kids. Today is Rally Day, and what a wonderful day it is. When you go out of the church, the ushers are going to give you something that looks like this. If you go around and get it stamped, then you can put it into our raffle, and our raffle will be drawing Jaguars tickets, adventure landing tickets for people with kids. So put your wanted, get your stickers on there, and you can get a raffle ticket. We also have pony rides over at the school. We're kind of trying to take over the urban core here. The food is going to be outside on Shields Place, okay? So you'll be out there under a tent eating. So wander all around the campus. Make sure you see everything that's going on. It should be a wonderful day. You can also dunk the dean, evidently, so I'm going to be getting really wet. Wednesday night dinners and classes resume September 3rd. See your details in your bulletin about that. Next Sunday is Labor Day weekend. A lot of people still go out of town, a last hurrah for the summer, so we still have two services next Sunday. But September 7th, we'll go back to our normal schedule of the 8 o'clock, the 9 o'clock, and the 11 o'clock, with 10 o'clock Sunday school for all ages. Adults, we will both... we will also have adults both centering prayer and also we will be reading through the New Testament in the Bible Challenge. So if you'd like to read through the entire New Testament with me, an art historian named Scott Brown, who is brilliant, and with Carl Saxton, we're going to be taking you through that scripture every Sunday starting on September 7th. The church and offices will be closed this coming Tuesday because we'll be taking our annual staff retreat. So if you call, you'll hear a message on Tuesday. And last but not least, there are so many of you who are right in the place where you're ready to deepen your discipleship. There is an opportunity to do that the weekend of the 7th of September, the 5th, 6th, and 7th. It is Discovery Weekend. It's a weekend in which lay people talk about their lives. And yesterday I got a preview of some of their talks, incredible talks. So if you can, please consider signing up for Discovery Weekend. You can call the church office. You can do that online. It's a great way to explore your ministry and to also establish relationships with other people here at the church. Remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, how he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive."
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
God of all power, ruler of the universe, you are worthy of glory and praise.
Glory to you forever and ever.
At your command, all things came to be. The vast expanse of interstellar space, galaxies, suns, the planets in their courses, and this fragile Earth, our island home.
By your will, we were created and have been.
From the primal elements, you brought forth the human race and blessed us with memory, reason, and skill. You made us the rulers of creation, but we turned against you and betrayed your trust, and we turned against one another.
Have mercy, Lord, we are sinners in your sight.
Again and again you called us to return. Through prophets and sages, you revealed your righteous law, and in the fullness of time, you sent your only Son. Born of a woman to fulfill your law, to open for us the way of freedom and peace. And therefore we praise you, joining with the heavenly chorus, with prophets, apostles, and martyrs, and with all those in every generation who have looked to you in hope, to proclaim with them your glory in their unending hymn. And so, Father, we who have been redeemed by him and made a new people by water and the Spirit, now bring before you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be the body and blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord. On the night he was betrayed, he took bread, said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his friends, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering now his work of redemption and offering to you this sacrifice of thanksgiving, we celebrate his death and resurrection as we await the day of his coming. Lord God of our fathers and mothers, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God of Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, and Leah, God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, open our eyes to see your hand at work in the world about us. Deliver us from the presumption of coming to this table for solace only and not for strength, for pardon only and not for renewal. Let the grace of this Holy Communion make us one body, one spirit in Christ, that we may worthily serve the world in his name. Risen Lord, be known to us in the breaking of the bread. Accept these prayers and praises, Father, through Jesus Christ, our great high priest, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit, your church gives honor, glory, and worship from generation to generation. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. These are the gifts of God for you. You are the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Thank you.
Please join me in sending forth our lay Eucharistic visitor. In the name of St. John's Cathedral, I send you forth bearing these holy gifts, that those to whom you go may share with us in the communion of Christ's body and blood. We who are many are one body, because we all share one bread, one cup. Let us pray. Eternal God, heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen. And Jesus asks us all, but who do you say that I am? And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you now and remain with you always. Amen.
Alleluia, alleluia. Let us go forth in the name of Christ.